You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're just getting started here on a Tuesday. I do have a Max Crosby update. I will offer you a trigger warning. I don't want to see anyone upset. We'll get to it. But Rico, I want to sell you this pen. And people, here's my question. Now, I understand a 15-minute Tobias Harris interview leading into us. Maybe some of you are just, you know, kind of like waking up from that. My point
Stop
is
it.
The JMO thing, I'm surprised at a lack of people who want to talk about it. And I know Rico and I were not bombastic about it in any way. I think when someone tells you who they are, you listen. And JMO's both talented, but immature. Now, he has to explain himself to the guys in the room. I need more details on what exactly he took. But overall, I don't have to pay this guy. And that's my takeaway from it. You're not a part of my future past the 2026 season. I'm going to let you play out your rookie deal. I'm going to pick up your club option. And then you're going to be somebody else's handful. You're going to be someone else's problem. But I'm going to use you for what you got. Breakaway speed, electricity, a physicality in the run game blocking, but you're not going to get $100 million from me. That was my takeaway from it. They're going to beat Tennessee, and then if they lose the Green Bay game and the passing game gets neutered, or God forbid Amon-Ra rolls an ankle and you go, damn you, J-Mo, damn you. We reserve the right to go, hey, it was a bigger deal. But they've won without him. What did he have, like 5 yards receiving against Minnesota?
Four.
So let's just see. So, Rico, I want to sell you this pen.
Okay.
Here's another reason I didn't freak out about this. What if I told you, cue up that ESPN 30 for 30.
Okay.
If you had a receiver on the team that had graded out with a 91.4 Pro Football Focus grade the last 2 weeks, good for second amongst all wide receivers, a guy who, when targeted, produces a 155.6 passer rating, sixth best in all of football, a guy who's produced in the last two games 72 yards after catch. They call that yak, Rico. Mm-hmm. Yak. Sixth in the sport. 4.87 yards per route run. Fifth in the sport. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Is that the slot merchant?
No.
No.
It's the guy who's going to take J-Mo's gig. I give you Khalif Raymond. The last 2 weeks, Khalif has lit the league on fire. And you and I talked yesterday about Jared looking for him on a couple critical third downs. Khalif Raymond could be that guy, right?
Yes, but is Khalif going to be that deep threat that J-Mo is? Or,
yes.
Or, you know, when you do the little wide receiver jet sweep, when you put J-Mo in motion, he commands that attention. Can Raymond do that?
Yes. I've always considered Khalif a deep ball guy. I've always considered him, you know, a speed merchant. Slot merchant, speed merchant. Now, I think for two games, you'd be okay. We talk about it all the time, right? Like, you lose Hutch, you're all right for a game or two, right? Mm-hmm. It's the long haul, you're going to feel it. Well, with this, you'd be all right for a game or two. And Khalif's playing high-level football. I just wanted to offer it to the people that, look, First of all, when Dan Campbell brought up on the morning show Allen Robinson, I almost crashed my vehicle.
I thought that's where you were going, and I'm like, man, you know what? You have truly turned a page here. Like,
I'd rather start Kennicott.
If Mike says Allen Robinson.
No, Kenny, same shorts.
Is it Orchard Lake St. Mary's own?
No, he hasn't been good since Orchard Lake St. Mary's. No, I'm out. But I just thought the Khalif thing was interesting. Now, before we do anything else, David, you sounded disgusted when I talked to you. I'm going to get to the people, but where are you at with this?
I'm done with him.
And you know what? And hold on, David, before you finish, Mike, I want to say this. Here's something else that I want to add to how I felt about this whole J-Mo thing. You lost the benefit of the doubt last year.
That's fair.
Last year, okay, maybe you didn't know the rules, and okay, it's a stupid rule, and you get the benefit of the doubt. You no longer have that because you did it again. You did something else. So that's why I'm disappointed. Of all people, it was you. You should have known. You should have done better. Because you know what? Sometimes when you screw up, you actually got to go above and beyond for penance to show, hey, guys, I really am sorry. You know what? I'm going to buy the whole office a box of donuts or do whatever to show you how sorry I am. Not, oh, wait, was that not allowed either? No, J-Mo, it wasn't. Go ahead, Dave.
And that's why I'm done with him, because right now this offense is smooth. They're running efficiently. Jared Goff is looking the way he's looking. And part of that could be because of what he's bringing to the offense, whether he's getting the ball or whether he's bringing defenders his way because of his deep threat. And now you're going, I know it's two games, but now that changes things. That changes the weapons that are out there for Jared Goff. It may change the way he looks for his targets out there. And when I say I'm done with him, I mean, okay, sure, you'll have him the rest of this season. But in the offseason, you look for his replacement, you may ship him somewhere else.
Yeah, but hold on, fellas, feel free if you want to challenge me on this. I don't have to do anything with J-Mo.
No, you don't.
You don't.
I don't have to get, I'm not talking about getting rid of him. I'm just saying, I don't need to go to the table with you. I don't need to extend you. Here's the contract you're going to work on. And when you can show me that you can put back-to-back seasons of nothing off the field, we'll revisit. But in the here and now, take your two-week break. And you've got apologies around that locker room. But other than that, guys, I guess I was just out of emotion on it.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
No,
I'm
Mike.
I'm done.
You're right. It's just, how can you ever trust that guy again? Yes, he has to rebuild it. He has to talk to these guys in the locker room. But that's tough to rebuild that trust all over again.
I think there's an element of that. And maybe I'm being a little flippant. I you know what, David? You might end up being right. I think part of it is without having the details, the information, maybe for some of you it doesn't matter. You know, I know Mr. Matter of Fact, James Anthony Costa. By the way, you can buy the Jim Costa Mr. Matter of Fact costume at Halloween World all over Metro Detroit. Mr. Matter of Fact, you're going to be the hit of the party. But Jim,
Spirit
Jim
USA. Was,
yeah. But it's, dude, he was just with John. Rules are rules, damn it. And I'm like, okay, yes, they are. And I understand that. I'm just saying it's not like I don't have to get upset about everything. The gambling thing upset me because it was beyond the pale. You were working yourself back from an injury and you did something that was just incredibly dumb.
Mm-hmm.
This is, all right, what did you take? How did it happen? And at least you've come back from the injury and you have shown us legitimate performance. We are always, think about this, Rico, we are always more forgiving with players who can actually, you know, play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guilty. J-Mo has shown enough ability that I am willing to put up with a little bit more. Versus, dude, you've been a zero for two seasons. Why are you doing this to us? So, yeah, maybe I'm softening in my old age. I don't know.
You are a little bit.
Maybe. It's possible.
Because for me, it's hold on, Mike. It's not even just it's the fact of, man, the repeat offense of, like, why are you back in the office again? I thought we went over this last time. It's not what you just did. It's the fact that it is now becoming habit forming. This is starting to show me that this is just who you are, that every year I can expect you to do something stupid. Just when I think, okay, turn the page, wait, you haven't. Go ahead, Dave.
Man, I could say something here, but it's too early in the week to get in trouble. I'll just move on. David,
say
can
it.
We get ticket? Nope, nope. I'm sure there'll be ample opportunities. David, ticket text, then we'll get to the callers.
One more thing on J-Mo. We don't have time for the silliness. We're trying to win a championship. Time to put him on a short leash. That is Elmer in California. Someone else says, you still will sign him. I will sign him because he's too talented. But now you get him on a discount. That's what.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because here's the thing. First of all, when I brought up just not signing him, I was making a point. We get lost in the contracts. We get lost in the idea of how much time do we actually have. The point is the Lions have beat the market on a lot of players, right? Signing their own early, right? You don't have to do that with everyone. And now J-Mo has lost the right. It could, for me, hell, Brad Holmes could come out tomorrow and sign the guy, and you guys will all line up and agree with it because Brad does no wrong in your world. The point is, for me, we're in the opinion business. If I were Brad, oh, no, there's nothing to talk about. I have you under team control through 2026. You hate to see it. You don't like it? Go to your union rep.
You're so right. You're so right.
Yeah, it's just kind of where I'm at with it. And I'm cool. We'll beat the Titans. And again, you know what, fellas? Maybe I'm also being nonchalant. If this had happened in December in the stretch drive, I think I'd be a little more sensitive to it. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just crazy and stupid. Perfect blend. David, go ahead.
I get Charles Rogers vibes with J-Mo. So much talent just being wasted with stupid stuff. The Raiders.
There's an element of that. Mm-hmm. Just immaturity. I think Chuck was super immature. But I don't want to put that label on this kid yet. I don't want to do that.
Jason from Carlton says, J-Mo has become everything the Lions avoid when looking to add a player, and that is a distraction.
Okay. I'm going to be interested to see what he has to say after this is done in 2 weeks. The league will make their official announcement. I want to see what this is about, okay? You know, if the guy had like a protein bar with a substance that's not supposed to be in there, it's a different conversation than a dude who's straight up on gear. You know, it's just different, man. You know, it's not like this guy's going to get 2 games for being Jose Canseco. That's not the PEDs we're talking about. So I treat it a little lighter, I guess.
I get that, Mike. But once again, I feel like we keep making allowances for him. Well, you know, maybe it was this. And I feel like we're Wojo and the what about? And what if it was this? And well, what about this? And what about that? And it's like, or maybe you just step up and do what you're supposed to do. Like, we don't hear this from everybody else. So
nope, that's fair.
That's fair. Like, what? Like, you're special, but you're not that special.
No, and my point is we can win without him. I've always believed that, don't you?
Yeah.
It's always been a conversation of J-Mo's abilities might unlock something new. And in that sense, watching this offense hum the way they have the last 4 weeks, yeah, I'm annoyed. Of course I'm annoyed, but like...
But see, I'm upset because I do think that J-Mo is one of the reasons why you are that Super Bowl caliber team, because now it's a whole, it's a brand new element that you have to watch for, like whether it's the jet sweep, whether it's the deep passes, because you know about St. Brown, you know about LaPorta, you know about Gibbs and Montgomery and all this stuff, and now you can throw a deep too? Oh my goodness.
Now featuring deep golf.
Right.
248-539-9797. We're going to get your phone calls next. We got Big Ten power ranks, major moves in Rico land. We're going to talk about all of it. 97.1.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.